Welcome to the podcast.
Come have a blast, step on the gas, smack a giraffe, it's the Patcast. Come talk fast, pass some gas, make it last. It's the Patcast, 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 hey man, it's badass. Patcast, Patcast, Pat, 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 hey, it's the Patcast.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the PatCast. My name is Dr. Kenny Sheltonov. I'm filling in for Patrick Mahan today for a very good reason. Today's episode of the PatCast is going to be a very special, It's going to, I think, probably be the most special edition of the PatCast, and that's because today was Wedding Mania. That's right, Patrick Mahan, your host, married his bride, Leah Goldfish, in a ceremony at Red Bank Baptist in the great town of Red Bank, Tennessee, the bedroom of Chattanooga. So we have decided at the reception to broadcast live from a studio. It's a remote location. See, here's the thing. The Goulash Studios were booked. This was on short notice. And the Poontoon Studios are, of course, docked on the river. So we're going to have to broadcast to you live from our mobile unit, the Danger Zone, today. So live from the Danger Zone, high atop Historic Lookout Mountain at the Fairyland Club. Just kidding. The Fairland Club. You will most likely hear it mispronounced on this show at some point today. But we're broadcasting live from the Fairland Club. This is Patrick Mahan and Leah Goldfish's wedding reception. And who's not excited?
I know I am.
Here we go.
Okay.
Hello, PatCast listeners. This is Dr. Kenny Sheltonov back with you with a very special guest. He's more of my co-host for the evening. He's got his fingers on the potentiometers for the time being. We've had some technical difficulties and some trouble getting this broadcast to you, but fear not. We're sacrificing our enjoyment of the evening in order to make sure that everything is working appropriately. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Tyler Mullins.
Hello, listeners and other people.
Boy, you came prepared.
I did.
So, I'll ask you a question to help get this conversation facilitated. Tyler, what did you think about the ceremony? I thought it was lovely.
It was quite nice. It was a little stressful for me being an usher.
Oh, that's right. I should caveat. Myself, Tyler Mullins, and Taylor Wofnotz Newman all were playing the role of ushers for this wedding, which we all took to mean one of the more important jobs. It might not be the most visible job, and it might be a thankless job, but it is most certainly the most important job because, I mean, otherwise people would just be wandering around aimlessly. We can't have guests all over the church.
It's true. There would have been many old ladies just wandering the streets of Red Bank.
Yeah, they would have been sitting whatever the hell they wanted, maybe a bench near the Bilo or something. It was a disaster waiting to happen, and we were there, and luckily it was averted, and thank God for us.
Very astute.
Everyone in the wedding party, the groom and his fellas that stand on stage with him, as well as the ushers, apparently all got a unspoken memo that was, we should probably wear gray to this wedding. And Tyler Mullins shows up in a dadgum orange vest and brown pants. Tyler, explain yourself.
Well, you know, I look fucking fabulous. You know, it's a fall wedding, and I'm wearing brown pants. I'm wearing a nice fall orange.
I was gonna say if under any other circumstance, you would have one of the more appropriate attires for the wedding, since you're wearing basically stereotypical fall colors.
Yes. If this wedding happened 2 months ago, I would look like an idiot.
You would look like a damn fool. Maybe a Tennessee fan or something. So Tyler was the only one not wearing some form of gray or black or something at the wedding. I was wearing a red tie that had a stain on it, which prompted me to throw on a gray vest. So that saved me from the embarrassing ostracization?
Yes. I mean, that's right.
Would that work?
Yeah.
I don't think that applies. Tyler wasn't ostracized. But anyway, Tyler's going to be with me for the rest of this evening. I will be with you for the rest of this evening. We will be providing interviews with all of the most important guests, all the most important participants.
And some unimportant ones.
Extremely. I mean, Matt Nash is probably going to show up at some point, and he could not be less relevant to this ceremony. So we're going to bring you some fantastic interviews. For the most part, don't worry, I won't be asking a lot of questions. When you get guys like Keith Mahan and Joel Reynolds in here, they just kind of go on their own.
They'll be asking us questions.
Yeah, you say one thing and you can't shut them up. So we're going to take care of that. And
we're gonna hit up the cheese bar over here.
We set up very intelligently, equidistant from the bar and the cheese tray. Tyler, I don't know if I've ever made a decision this sound.
It's amazing.
I'm going to go get a refill on my Tanqueray. Tyler, looks like he needs another beer, and so we will be right back with you with some sort of, I don't know, a star-studded interview.
Yeah, absolutely. Stay tuned.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're here with our first, I guess, real interview of the evening. Sorry, Tyler, if you you take offense to that.
I do.
Tyler has a girlfriend. I don't know if that's been updated recently on the podcast, but her name is Adrian! Her last name is Hemphill. It looks like Hemphill. Don't pronounce it like that. She'll slit your throat. But, Adrian, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Are you excited about the rest of this evening, and how much have you enjoyed the evening so far?
I am. It's nice. It was nice watching them all walk out and stuff.
This is probably one of the nicest receptions I've ever been to. Agree or disagree?
I agree. It's very fancy.
Actually, that didn't make any sense. I was asking you to agree or disagree if it was one of the nicest I've ever been to. You don't have the perspective to answer that accurately. Is it one of the nicest that you've ever been to?
Yes. I haven't been to many weddings, but it's nice. Yeah.
Well, you know, in like a year or two, everyone you know is going to get married.
I know. I don't hate that, though.
That's something about your early 20s that you don't see coming.
I know.
But you just rack up weddings. When you have no money, you're forced to rent tuxes and buy suits and whatnot, and it's a nightmare. But, Adrian, I know you didn't want to talk, and I'm sorry for forcing you to say
it's
as much
right.
as you have, but do you have any comments on the way out?
I'm about to go eat.
Oh,
that's all.
Fantastic. We'll catch up with you guys later.
Thanks.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I think it might be a little too early in the show to reveal our star interview. This is what the wrestling industry calls the curtain jerker.
That's right.
This is something that keeps the fans in their seats and sets the stage for the rest of the show. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Joel Patrick Reynolds on the PatCast. He is your officiant, or as it says in the program, celebrant. I've
yes.
never heard that term before.
It's a Catholic term, and in no way am I Catholic,
right.
but it made Leah feel comfortable, so that's what we did.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's right, because Leah's Catholic.
That's right.
So we're doing like a happy compromise.
It really is. That's right. And since I actually have no heart or soul, I actually fit in really well here because they're really screwed to bring me on as the pastor. So really screwed.
I understand.
Yeah.
Here's a question. Is communion common at weddings? Catholic weddings?
Yes. Catholic wedding is an actual mass. So
oh.
they will do everything that they do in a normal mass plus get people married.
I see.
And so at first, Leah's family was a little uncomfortable with me coming on and doing this, being a Baptist minister.
Of course.
So when I let them know that Baptist weddings are way shorter than Catholic weddings,
yeah.
I won them over.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
here we are.
Well, I think you went overtime on this one because most Baptist weddings I've been to have been more of an in
it's,
and out.
It's usually a 20-minute thing. I think I had us clocked at 37 minutes today.
Okay. Yeah. See, I was kicking myself. I'm so glad you did it because I was kicking myself because halfway through the ceremony, I thought, didn't start the clock.
Yeah. No, it was 37 minutes. That's not my shortest. It's not my longest. So I felt really good with the time. It was a good pace.
What number?
Did well.
What number wedding is this for you?
As a celebrant,
one. As a celebrant,
as
first.
As an officiating a wedding, I'm up in the 30s or 40s now. I've done quite a few.
Okay, first of all, how do you not have that number right in your holster?
Well, you know, I mean, it's
you don't like to brag.
It's just a
what's
lot.
The number,
Craig,
Joel?
Craig
what's
has,
the number?
Craig has two under his belt.
He does have
I do.
Two.
Two of the worst
this
weddings.
This is my 38th wedding, Craig. 38.
That's all I was looking for was a number.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me about, well, you mentioned pretty clearly, I think it's been well established how you know Patrick and Leah, obviously, through Patrick. But tell us about the opportunity to do the wedding.
That's right.
What did it feel like?
Oh, it was wonderful. You know, the best thing about doing weddings is when you do it for people that you know and you love. I've gotten to know Leah via just her relationship with Patrick, with social media and all that, and the times we've met together and just fallen in love with her. I think she's awesome. But when you're doing it for somebody that you know, you tend to have more fun. You tend to be more personal, more intimate. And I just felt that was there. I felt good tonight. It was a good feeling, good service, I thought.
Fantastic. One problem, they got a little too down to earth. So I'm going to try to lighten this up more.
All right.
I accidentally delved into some serious issues.
That was a real serious question.
Yeah.
So.
I've never done this before. But so
you've never podcasted a wedding.
Well, that's for sure, yeah. But here's a question. Did you coordinate with the wedding party on what you should wear?
I did not.
You didn't at all. You just wore very apropos of nothing.
That's it. That's just normally what I go with.
So Tyler Mullins was legitimately just out of the general conscious loop.
He was.
He hadn't. At no point did he think gray would work. But
Tyler Mullins looked like a hipster who just wandered off the street and was like, I'm going to go find free food because that's what we hipsters do. And then he learned that we're going to have an open bar. And so, of course, that's literally what it looks
like.
I'm on
like six beers.
You look lovely, though, Tyler. You look lovely.
It's
but
true.
It really is. Everybody kind of flowed with like gray, black, those kind of patterns.
And I was mentioning how inconvenient it is because he's probably the most appropriately dressed for the season.
He does. He looks wonderful.
He looks such wonderful. A November outfit.
See those pictures. It's going to be like... Nice people. And there's me. I'm just standing there.
It is. Whoever gets to take him home tonight is a lucky woman.
And it's you. He is right there. Fantastic. I don't have any other direct questions.
That's all right, because my ribs are getting cold.
If you have anything you want
to say. I really
just
came out here for another drink and then saw you guys and was like, I better get this done.
We were just talking about how intelligently we set this up, equidistant from the bar and the cheese tray.
It is. It's a very strategic location.
We've created our table to be a destination we won't have to beg guests to be on. So anyway, Joel, it was fantastic talking to you.
I love the PatCast. I'm so excited the PatCast is here. I love this camera.
Is this
love
the first
you
time
guys.
You've been on the podcast not via phone, by the way?
It is actual in presence. I never hit the studios. I was always calling in.
We are in.
And I'm the host. I think we screwed up this moment.
No
but anyway.
Worries. It's special to me. We're good friends now.
Of course. So, Joel, we will absolutely catch up with you at some point. Before the night ends. But for the time being, thank you very much for being on the podcast.
And I'll just say this. Know this, that the wedding license has been signed. It has been witnessed to by the best man. This thing is official, ladies and gentlemen.
Knocked it out. Fantastic.
They are actually married. So congratulations, Patrick and Leah. Congratulations, PatCast.
You heard it here, folks. Breaking news, Joel Reynolds. Patrick and Leah are officially married, and we will be right back after this.
Like a proper thing of a yo-yo, the podcast comes back. More after this next thing.
This portion of the podcast is brought to you by the Matt Davis Body Scrub. With an ever-growing need to demonstrate good hygiene for potential employers in today's job market, you'll be well-served to make sure you're cleaning yourself with the right product. The Matt Davis Body Scrub line of soap and body wash provides that confident, clean feeling you'll need to land your dream job, and it might just help you land that dream girl as well. Matt Davis Body Scrub. Scrub it down good, y'all. Make it clean. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the PatCast. We have a very special guest, one of the more special guests that we'll probably have this evening, Kevin Taylor.
Oh, so special. So
Kevin, tell us a little bit about how you know Patrick and what it feels like to be here.
Patrick and Leah. Leah seems like a real sweet girl, but I've known Patrick since he was, old men say it, knee-high to a duck. And me and Patrick used to sit out on his front porch for summers. Every summer we would... Every day of every year, as a matter of fact, we would come home from school and go hang out on his front porch and get out his 1980 boombox. And we would have the Patrick and Kevin's PKKT radio hour, but it was more like 5 hours of me and him playing Weird Al Yankovic, Duran Duran, New Kids on the Block, whoever Patrick had on cassette tape that we could play to our radio show, and we would have full commercial ads. Patrick, I guarantee you, has every bit of it on tape to this day, because I think that's some of the most cherished memories I'll ever have, and I know for a fact Patrick will always remember it. We made up songs that me and him both could probably sing right now, including the famous hit which was one of our first and most successful recordings. Yeah, me and Patrick go way back.
Oh, that's good to hear. And you brought something with you to this wedding that I've never seen you with before.
What is that, a beautiful girlfriend?
A lady on your arm.
Yes.
What is her name?
This is wonderful, Megan.
Shaw.
And where did y'all meet?
Oh, we met at work, and it was not love at first sight. I had to con her into taking me on a date at least once so I could sway her with my... My charm. Almost.
Well, I'm happy to see you complimented with a significant other.
Yes, she is a sweetheart and she is a keeper.
Fantastic. Well, Kevin, dadgummit, it was an honor.
Oh, thank you very much. I am honored, yes.
And if you think of anything else to say, just drop by. You're welcome anytime. We'll put you on immediately.
All right. Well, I will say this. One of the best memories I ever have with Patrick was on vacation. Him and his mother and his father brought me with them to Florida 1 year. For vacation, and we went, and the one thing I remember most from that trip is finding a frog around behind the vacation home that we were staying at. And when I picked the frog up and brought it back out to show it to Patrick and his mom and his dad, and the frog peed all over me for about 2 minutes straight. I've never seen a frog pee as long as one peed on me when we were on vacation. So Patrick will remember that, I'm sure, for a long time, and I will never forget how much I got peed on by a frog on vacation with Patrick and his family.
Fantastic.
Yes,
Kevin,
thank you.
You are a card. Have
all
a good
right,
one, sir.
Thank you.
And now we have Lauren Lee Carter. Lauren.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I just want to say, first of all, you look lovely tonight.
Aw, thanks, Craig.
Those shoes are like nothing I thought I'd ever see on your feet.
I know. They're heels, which is like once in every 5 years.
They can't be easy to walk around in.
No, I don't like them.
Well, I assume not only will we see you barefoot at some point in the night.
Yes.
But did you shed a tear during the ceremony?
I welled up. I did. I got a little emotional. It was a good service.
Here's the question. Did you try to fight it? Or did you go all the way to well up?
No, it wasn't. I mean, it was teary, but it wasn't. It was nothing coming down. I mean, it wasn't.
I understand.
I was happy.
But the ceremony, you thought, was lovely.
Yes, I thought Joel did a great job, and everybody was very pretty.
Didn't Leah look fantastic?
She's gorgeous.
She was sparkling from the back row.
Gorgeous.
I don't know what all she was wearing, but I don't think I could afford it.
She had a lot of bling on.
Yeah.
And they're about to toast.
So I guess we're going to cut this interview short. Or maybe come back. Look at... Wow, okay. I think you just propositioned to stay on. So we'll do that. But in the meantime, we're going to go check out this Matt Davis' speech, which I'm really looking forward to.
The podcast comes back. More after this next thing.
This episode of the podcast is brought to you by the Nasser Dynasty's Glove for the Feet. Is this cold weather rolling in bringing a chill between your toes? Well, there's no reason your digits need to be crammed into your sock like it's some kind of cattle car. The Nasser Dynasty's Glove for the Feet give each of your little piggies their own private space to call home. Grab a pair the next time you're out and enjoy the warmth and comfort, which is provided by a well-fitting toe sock. The Nasser Dynasty's Glove for the Feet, providing comfort and style since 2008-ish.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. The speeches have been made, and we're back here on the podcast, and we have one of the more special guests. I've been waiting for this for a long time. Harrison Bostwick, HB Stacks, has finally made his way onto an episode of the podcast. Harrison, what's going on?
Nothing, man. I just feel very honored to finally be a part of this. I've been talking about, we've been saying, Harrison's going to be on this podcast for like 4 years now. It's never quite happened. Here I am. So I'm beyond joyed at this moment.
As well you should be. And I don't know how many of you out there know this, but Harrison Bostwick is dating Taylor Hartley. Taylor Hartley's a well-known name in the podcast community, I assume, because most of them went to Red Bank, right? Taylor, say something.
Hi, podcast listeners. It's nice to be here tonight.
What did you think of the ceremony?
Joel Reynolds. I just want to state, one, because I had several more drinks since the last time I was here, but I should be singing I Will Always Love You, not the girl with a good voice.
She's not even sitting in a chair.
I crush this song every time I'm on karaoke. So, Harrison, I'm sorry to cut you off, but this is what I do on the podcast. I go on a rant. I get upset about things because it's not making it about me, and that makes me mad. I'm sorry that you feel the brunt of this. If you're angry about it, we'll meet up in Pat Mania 2 in a grudge match of some sort.
Okay.
But right now, I just got to say to the podcast world, I'm mad that I wasn't asked to sing I Will Always Love You.
She's actually singing it.
The maid of honor's singing it.
This is
Taylor Waffle Stewart. Taylor, no. Stop. You're too far away from the mic.
I 110% agree with Joel Reynolds.
Thank you. Love Waffle Nuts. All right, back to Harrison.
I thought the interview with the officiant was going to be some sort of exclusive. Apparently he just shows up whenever he feels like saying something. So that's always not, I mean, you can't complain about that as a host. But back to Harrison and Taylor. First of all, you
here
two are dating. That's actually really exciting.
We are.
I think it's somewhat of a power couple. Secondly, what did you think of the ceremony? Oh, my God. This woman is Whitney Houston herself to death.
The ceremony was lovely. I especially enjoyed mostly enjoyed the reception when I didn't really know what to expect, but the first thing I see is Keith come in with a wrestling belt draped over his shoulder and sunglasses on, and I feel like it really just set the tone for the rest of the evening. Joel is over here, less than sober, and my beautiful girlfriend is over here laughing at him, so... But it's overall been a wonderful ceremony.
Taylor, did you think, would Leah's dress for this evening be a model of what you might want for your wedding one day?
It was gorgeous. I could never pull it off as well as Leah pulled it off.
But you might try.
They are both redheads.
That's true. Yeah, why wouldn't they work? But yeah, that should be, it should be.
They're interchangeable. They're all related, I think.
Yeah, well, I would.
I'll see if she'll loan it to me.
Are you bordering? Is that racism? I don't know. Anyway, listen, here's the thing. I'm glad you two showed up.
Thanks, man.
I'm really happy to have interviewed y'all.
Yeah.
Is this your first interview as a couple?
It is.
Yes.
Say,
the
look at this.
First one.
Podcast exclusive. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be back soon with more really exciting interviews from names that you probably haven't heard in a long time. So thanks for being on.
Yeah, thanks again.
Congrats, Patrick and Leah.
Yes. Congratulations, you two young people.
Back on the podcast, Taylor Wafnots Newman is our guest. Taylor, say something intelligent.
Something intelligent.
Boy.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, Leah is dancing right now. Obviously, you guys can't see this, nor are you here. But Leah is dancing with her father right now, who, by the way, Leah's father reminds me an awful lot of specifically my uncle in Idaho, but kind of all the men in the Shelton family. And I'm starting to question whether or not I'm kind of related.
Strangely enough, he actually has a little bit better rhythm than Patrick himself.
Yeah, I'll agree. But Kevin Morse is coming up. Taylor, do you mind if Kevin Morse jumps in on this, or do you want your own interview?
You know, hey, jump in.
Kevin Morse is on the podcast, Kevin!
Oh my goodness, I am here, and I am ready to do this. What are we up to?
Kevin Morse was in the wedding. I don't know if you realize this. He was on stage. He was wearing a tuxedo from Coolies, and I thought gave a wonderful speech. Concise, humorous, relatable. What went into that speech?
I got told 5 minutes before that I was giving that speech. So pretty much just whatever was off the top of my head.
It came from the heart. That's the rule, Matt. You prep too hard. Just throw in a little Mario Kart and throw in a little history, and everybody's going to be happy.
I was happy with what I said. I did kind of want to say a little bit more, but, you know, I stopped when I did. And
well, here's your chance.
Well, now you only gave me 2 seconds to prepare. Okay. Well, on top of what I said earlier, Patrick, it's been great being friends with you for the last 5 years. Not only did, you know, you take me in and, you know, you're a great friend to me, you brought me and showed me to all your great friends in Chattanooga, Taylor, Craig, Tyler, Matt, and all the others in between. And, you know, I just really appreciate your friendship from the bottom of my heart, and I really do truly wish you and Leah the happiest. I mean, and this isn't the end, you know? We're constantly in contact with each other, and like I said, I'm going to be super excited to play that first Mario Kart game as the newlyweds. And then I'm going to still kick your ass, but, you know, that's beside the point.
Well said. That was a nice addendum. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Kevin, if you think of anything else to say, come visit us in the podcast booth. We'll be here all night, and you are more than welcome.
Oh, I appreciate that. You guys are awesome, and I appreciate what you're doing here for Patrick.
Fantastic. Let's go back to Wafnots, who got bumped during that interview segment. Taylor, you were an usher with me and Tyler.
I was.
Among the more important duties of this evening.
Yes, I was part of the usher trio.
When you first heard that you were going to be an usher, were you excited? Were you upset? Were you interested? Were you confused? What was going through your
mind? I was actually kind of excited. I previously thought I would have no part in the wedding whatsoever. So, you know, I figured I would just be another, you know, viewing member of the wedding like anybody else. So when I heard that I was actually going to partake, kind of felt good about it. You know, felt like I at least had a place here in the, you know, line of people who have meant something to this wonderful couple.
I consider the usher role to be not only an honorable and dutiful one, but an excitable one, because it's really one of the few, aside from like bride and groom, you get to meet everybody.
Right, absolutely.
Not only do you get to meet everybody, you get to touch everybody.
Unless you drop the ball like me and you don't actually escort people down the aisle, which I got a stern talking to by you, Craig. Thank you.
I thought you made a mistake. I thought you were leaving girls hanging.
And I
was outside.
I did.
I was outside making sure that the doors were open for all these lovely patrons. And I walk inside to find women, ladies, young ladies, beautiful ladies in wonderful dresses and fantastic shoes walking down the aisles unaccompanied. I don't know what that was about. Kara Dodd's here. Kara Dodd, jump in here on this interview. We're going to give you your own. What do you mean that's fine? No, listen. All right, we're going to break here. Wafnots, we'll get back to you later if you want.
Sounds
if you
great.
Think of something to say. In the meantime, we're going to collect ourselves. I'm going to prepare an interview, and we're going to have Kara Dodd and Bill on the podcast.
You're listening to the heedless rambling of Patrick and his friends, better known as the Patcast. Crew. Cast.
Today's podcast is brought to you by the month of June. This year's month of June may have already come and gone, but let's not forget next year's is fast approaching. The National Meteorological Society would like to remind you to set your calendars for 30 consecutive days of good times and great weather. That's June! All right, we're back on the podcast. Taylor, that was enlightening. Now I have a guest, very, very, very special, very important guest, Kara Elizabeth Dodd. Kara, what's up?
Hello.
I just want to say that you are wearing the hell out of that dress. Very well done. You look fantastic.
Oh, thank you very much. You look nice, too.
Thank you. Was that a hard decision to make, or did you have options?
This was my first option.
Look at that. How easy is that? And also, Kara is dating a young man named Bill. Last name, as yet unknown. Bill?
My name is Bill Moore.
Bill Moore. Bill, Kara, it's wonderful to have you both here. Did you like the ceremony? Did you enjoy it?
Oh, the ceremony was great.
It's great.
What wedding is this for you this year?
The 14th.
14?
That's right.
Bill, how many of you?
Five or six.
Did you think Leah looked good?
She's beautiful.
Did you see how she was glimmering?
She was glimmering. So were the mothers. The mothers were both glimmering.
Everybody was wearing, like, such shiny attire.
A lot of glitter. I had glitter on my face, too, from hugging Nina.
Yep, that'll happen. Bill, Kara, it was wonderful to have you on the podcast. I won't keep you long. I know you're uncomfortable right now. So I will let you two go, enjoy the ceremony, get some good food, and shake some hands with some lovely people.
Thank you.
Thank you.
See you guys. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the podcast live from the Danger Zone high atop historic Lookout Mountain on the Goulash Radio Network. Brittany Shaw from Ray County on the podcast for the first time, probably for quite some time. Brittany, how are you?
Good. This is actually my first time ever on the podcast.
Whether by phone or in person or anything.
Right.
Brittany, have you been to a wedding? Now, you and Taylor got married last year, October 28th, if I remember correctly.
That's right.
What, have you been to a wedding since your own?
Yes, I have.
How many?
Two, I think.
Okay, how do those compare to your own?
Of course they weren't as good.
No. But warmer.
But definitely warmer.
Brittany, Brittany, if you didn't know, got married outside during a hurricane in the middle of winter.
Yeah, for the record, I pulled up the charts, the history on the weather on that day, and it was 42 degrees.
It was 42 at your wedding.
That's right.
And the record was...
the record said it was.
We set the record on your day wedding? That's crazy.
For the lowest day.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I was there.
The wind chill, but it was awful.
I braved through it. The wind chill, I think, was a minus 22. But, so what did you think of the ceremony?
I thought it was amazing. It was complete perfection. Totally Leah and Patrick.
Did you go in blind, or did you know anything about the reception or the wedding going into it?
I've got to tell you, Kevin Morris's photo, which I posted, spoiler alert, on. I knew a little bit then about the reception, but the rest of it, didn't know that much about, even though I helped.
Wait a minute, so you
a little bit of it, I guess, like the florist and stuff. I still didn't know what to expect.
Right. I just want to say, I feel a little uncomfortable giving this interview since you're the established reporter on network television in China. You know, some, like, you don't work for, like, the Young Turks or some, like, fake operation on YouTube. You're a reporter for a town of 400,000 on a network station.
You know, I'm actually producing a show now that'll air on 96 million households.
Wait, what is the show? Tell us about the show. Plug your show.
Okay, I'm producing a show called Woodwalkers. We're still kind of working out exactly what networks and everything it's going to air on, but it's going to be nationwide.
What channel? You know?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
We can't release all of the details yet, but it's 96 million households.
Okay.
And if you would like to donate 10% to the fallenlineman.org organization, you can go to our Facebook or website and purchase some Woodwalkers gear.
What's the name of that song? I'm a lineman for the county. What song is that? Are you going to get that for your show?
Oh, we might have to work that in.
Yeah. You should spend the cash. It's worth it. So anyway, Brittany Shaw, Taylor Newman's wife. I don't know if I mentioned that yet. You probably should have already known that. But she's right here on the podcast, first time. Brittany, any final thoughts?
Congratulations, Patrick and Leah. Wishing you all the happiness.
That's what I'm talking about. The graciousness of this woman is palpable. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be right back after this. This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Kenny Rogers Roasters. It's the wood that makes it good. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have
probably one of the more special guests on this podcast today. This is the photographer of the wedding. I feel like a bastard. I don't remember your name.
It's John.
John from?
Dayton, Tennessee.
And the name of your business is?
Bamber Photography.
Oh, fantastic. We want to get that in. They do a fantastic job. He also did Taylor's wedding, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, Taylor and Brittany.
And those pictures were spectacular.
Well, it was impossible for the pictures to not be cool, because these guys were cool, and it was frigid.
And beautiful people to boot. So
they were incredible, and so Patrick and Leah were awesome, too. It's been a lot of fun to get to know these guys. That's probably our favorite part of the job, is to get to know the bride and the groom and their families and just really kind of bring out the best of what they've got.
Is it just you, or how many photographers do you have?
It's my wife and myself.
Okay, just so you two are both photographers.
Yeah, the other beautiful redhead.
Oh, she's also working here.
Okay,
I know. Okay, I see. And are y'all pretty well working every weekend?
Well, it's about to slow down for a little bit because of the weather.
Right.
But we work hard over the summer, that's for sure.
Absolutely. How long have you been doing this?
This will be 12 years.
Wow. Oh, okay. Yeah. Wow.
But full time for about 8 years now.
Okay. How'd you get into it?
I was in college. I had my Ansel Adams. I was getting my Ansel Adams photography fine art degree. One of my friends from college asked me to do his wedding, and that was all film, and it was just right after 9/11, and fell in love with it because it's all aspects of photography in one day. It's some photojournalism, some portraiture, a few landscapes, some action shots out on the dance floor. I'm hoping to see you later on there.
Hang on, this is fascinating to me. So, a wedding really incorporates all aspects of photography.
Oh, for sure, everything. We don't do anything with. I was gonna say something dumb. You should probably edit that out.
Nudes?
We don't do any of that. Yeah, pretty much everything. I mean, because I do some macro work. I shoot some rings. We shoot food. We shoot, people, reportage, and then we gotta kind of put the portraiture hat on as well and kind of direct people. But if we had our preference, we wouldn't direct anybody. We'd just be able to sink back into the background and let people be themselves.
Right.
So sometimes you have to have those pose pictures too.
Yeah, of course. Wow, that's really interesting for me. So do people ever use like weddings as sort of like a tryout to hire a photographer? Like what? Not like a client, but like if you're like a photography firm. Wait, do photography firms exist? Is that a thing?
Well, they used to a little bit more, but things are changing pretty quickly in the commercial market.
It's probably pretty easy to get all your own gear.
Digital's made it really accessible.
Right.
And then also, digital makes it where the learning curve is a lot shorter. So people can see if they mess it up instead of taking it to the lab, and 3 days later you figure out if you messed up.
Right, I see. That makes sense. All right, well, the market's open. It's happening a lot with technology for a lot of industries.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Like this right here, I'm talking into a black ball.
I have no business recording professionally, but here I am. Well, it's not professional, but I am conducting interviews at a wedding. So, John, it was fantastic to meet you.
Thank you so much.
You're doing a fantastic job. I haven't seen the pictures, but I have good faith.
Well, thanks. And Patrick and Leah, it's going to be awesome. And we had some interesting fog this morning. Well, not this morning, but yeah, when we started out, it was really foggy.
I was going to say, it looked like a Scottish loch outside.
It did. And so I think we're going to have some interesting stuff from it. And I think they rocked it out with it's going to be a good fit for them. So.
Yeah, well, look forward to the pea soup pictures. And I'm sure John shot them beautifully. And John, it was fantastic. I'm sure I'll see you around. You blend seamlessly into the background. And I'm looking forward to see how these shots come out.
Thanks so much, Craig. I appreciate it.
All right, next on the podcast, we have a very, very, very special guest. We have the woman who apparently, and I don't know, but we're about to get the story, introduced Patrick and Leah, who just got married. So that's supposed to last forever. Nicole Wyatt, member Red Bank High School class of 2006, correct?
2006.
Jump in here.
Woo!
So you were already in Orlando?
I was.
You met Leah at Full Sail?
Yes.
And how?
School.
Did y'all have a class together? I'm just going to assume you had a class together.
Leah and I were in the same degree program, and we had the same classes.
Okay, fantastic. And then Patrick came along.
He probably messaged me, texted me, something, I don't know, said, hey, coming to Florida. I'm like, yay! And the rest is history.
What? No, hang on. What made you think that they would work together?
Well, technically, I'm not going to give away all my juicy secrets.
Please, this is the right forum for it.
I ended up having a soiree at my house, and they both ended up being there.
So then after you got them set up, did you assume it would last? What did you think was going to be the expected outcome?
You know what? At that moment, I could tell. I saw sparkles.
You knew it wasn't going to end. Wait, hang on. We have somebody doing charades in the background. What is your name?
I'm Kristen. I went to school with Patrick and Leah as well.
Hang on. Why weren't you in this interview from the beginning?
I don't know. I'm in here now.
What's your last name?
Jerkins.
And when did you meet Patrick and Leah? One before the other?
I believe I met Patrick a little bit before Leah. We all went to college together. I'm actually from Alabama, and I moved down there for college as well. I met Patrick a little bit before Leah. Leah was in class with us for music business.
Patrick was sitting in a corner by himself, and Leah felt sorry for him, so she walked up to him.
Oh.
I don't think that's it.
Disco tapes and champagne will get a lot of people on the way to marriage.
First of all, let's refer to him as a wallflower, not alone in a corner. Secondly, so I you two... Surprised or not surprised that this is happening right now?
I'm not surprised.
I'm not surprised now. Like, I've seen them kind of blossom as a couple. But if you were to tell me, you know, 5 years ago that they were, you know, met at a Halloween party at college with us.
It wasn't a Halloween party. It was a Hawaiian party.
Hawaiian party, sorry.
We awesome don't know
like perennial should.
Wait, Matt Nasser's jumping in here. But all these people know each other, right? You're familiar with Nicole here.
We know each other.
Nope. I don't know this man. He just roofied my drink, though. That's all I know. It made me excited. It actually made me excited.
Nasty, you can't be doing that. You got a record. Repeat offenders don't get any slack.
If Patrick's pack of friends is like a box of crayons, we're the 24-pack with the sharpener.
24-pack didn't have a sharpener. It only came with a 128. But anyway, what I'm really curious about here is, did you enjoy the wedding?
Yes. It was fantastic.
Absolutely. It's been beautiful.
It was beautiful. Yeah. We love them. We're so excited for them.
Definitely.
I'm happy to hear that.
And we're about to go dance with them right now.
That's a fantastic decision. Matt Nasser's leaving because he doesn't love any of us as much as he loves his girlfriend. But she has to be in Nashville tomorrow. What's your girlfriend's name?
Ashley.
I noticed she is of a darker complexion than most of your past girlfriends. What is her heritage?
We're going to go with Benetton, United Colors of Love.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
Well, do you have any farewell messages for Patrick and or Leah?
Patrick and Leah, I love you. I think it's appropriate that you got married in the fall because yet again we get to watch this magical gift of trees teaching us how autumn is born. And I think that's what's happening with you. Someone call it the dying season. I think that it's time for love and living. And that's weird. I've had a few drinks, Patrick. I love you. And I'm going to imagine this goes on to forever and on. There aren't words I could grab at, man. You and I have been down for a long time, and I love Leah, and I love both of you, and I wish you all the best. And I want to make my rounds to New York. And I know all the guys are proud of you for having found someone to match your intelligence and humor and stamina. You know what I'm talking about. And I love you, man. You guys take care, and thanks for having me along and always being a really, really good friend. Love you, man.
Matt, what's your girlfriend's name?
Ashley Blackshear.
Blackshear?
It's appropriate given the complexion.
Yeah, and all the hair.
We got extremely racist on this.
It wasn't racist. It was race conscious. So, Matt, please make it safely down the mountain and safely back to Chattanooga. It was wonderful talking with you.
You're going to feel those roofies in like an hour. And the next 8 hours are going to be the funnest time of your life.
They're already starting to hit me. I won't remember a thing, and thank God for it. Matt, please have a safe trip.
I love you, man.
Brian Widener and Widener, I want to get into some real talk here.
Oh.
And I want to know exactly how you and Ryan's relationship is going so far on a very personal level.
Great. Absolutely great.
I'm just kidding. I told Anne she wouldn't have to answer any hard questions. Ryan, you dressed up for this wedding. I think you look fantastic.
Oh, thank you. You look mighty fine as well.
Oh, you're too kind. You're too kind. And you also look fantastic.
Thank
Black
you.
To a wedding. I also made that dare. Is it taboo or are we okay?
We're okay.
Is it because it's in November?
No, it's. I think it's a new trend that's on the rise.
Doesn't matter. Any time of year, any time of day, wear black to the wedding and look good.
I didn't know that was. I didn't know that was a thing.
Well, you don't have to worry about rain khakis. So, you and Ann got married. Hang on, let's see here. 2012, May 12th, yes?
Yeah, good job.
Okay.
And how has everything been going since then?
It's been great. Yeah.
As far as I know, you bought a house, sold a house, and bought another house.
Yeah, bought a house in Ottawa, have a duplex in Red Bank.
Yeah. Look at that property all over town.
Yeah. We're going to take over Chattanooga.
How's the house in Ottawa?
It's great. On the edge of the woods. I get to see some wildlife every now and then.
Have you planned for your Christmas decorations yet?
Oh, no. No. Not
yes,
one bit.
Yes, we have. What? He's not telling the truth.
Okay.
He's in denial.
Are you decorating the exterior?
Anne will tell me if I am or not.
Anyway, what did you think of the ceremony?
Oh, it was great. Joel was hilarious.
Joel, as always,
yeah,
is a card.
Yeah.
Anne?
Yeah, great ceremony. Absolutely beautiful.
Compared to yours, better or worse?
That's a trick question. Ours was the best. But
not at liberty to say.
But theirs was good, too. But I was in my wedding, so it has to be the best.
I was also in your wedding, but I thought it paled in comparison. Today was magical. I'm just kidding.
Right,
but listen, I'm entitled to my opinion. There are no holds barred on this podcast.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Oh, I do have to mention. Oh, sorry to go off on a tangent. Last time I was on the podcast, maybe, we talked about wavy gravy and Woodstock 99.
I was just about to ask when the last time you were on was.
Okay, then that was it.
And do you remember Woodstock 99?
I do not.
Do you remember Woodstock 89?
I do not.
Like the majority, she has no idea what Woodstock 89 was.
Well, she knows Woodstock 99, but more importantly, she loved the summer of 99 music. Hey, Patrick, I love 1999.
Yeah.
Listen, sir, you'll get your own interview time. Please don't interrupt these young guests. We're having a good conversation so far.
We had the conversation came up earlier, NSYNC or Backstreet Boys.
Wait, who brought that up?
Lindsay Walker.
Of course she did.
Yeah.
And?
Well, she's Backstreet Boys, and we were on the side of NSYNC.
Wait, who was we? You and Ann?
Me and Ann.
What about Corey?
Corey doesn't care.
No comment?
No comment.
I understand. Me and Patrick talked about how many songs from the stereotypical party song CDs you would find. Stuff like Celebration and I Will Survive and The Electric Slide. And he promised me that none would be on there.
He
Yet
lied.
Shout is being played right now.
He lied.
And people are dancing in unison to Shout. Some songs you just can't kill.
Yeah.
Well, you two, thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Ryan again and for the first time.
Thanks.
I hope to have you both back soon, sooner than later. And I thought this interview went really well.
Went great.
Very great. Yeah, excited.
Fantastic. Well, you two, enjoy the rest of the ceremony. Oh, by the way, did you like the food?
Food was fantastic.
Absolutely. Great.
Good job, Patrick and Leah. You nailed the food.
This is the podcast.
Business is booming at Jerry Fish Racket's Driving Range and Winery, which is why they're expanding their operation, announcing the all-new J.A. Fish Racket Bakery, providing you with all the best pies, cakes, cookies, and pastries you'll find anywhere. Come get a nice warm muffin, a bucket of balls, and a glass of muscadine to wash it all down. Nothing says loving like something from the oven. That's brand new J.A. Fish Racket Driving Range, Winery, and Bakery.
Back on the podcast. Here we go. Very special guest. Three of them. Number one, Scott Cobble.
Yes, hello. Here I am.
Carlos Varas.
Yes.
There's not one silent letter in his last name. And Cobble, by the way, not spelled like the stone. And then we also have...
Roger Edwards.
And Roger is here for moral support, I understand. Scott Cobble, I just want to say, you said you made the perfect joke today. I laughed harder at your joke
than
I have at any joke in a long time. I was holding the door... I was out front on the steps of Red Mink Baptist Church, and I saw these three walk around the corner, and I went to hold the door open for them, and Roger goes through, and Carlos goes through, and then Scott, in the most subtle way possible, pats himself down and says, "I don't have any money," and just walks in. And I lost it. It was the perfect joke.
Thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
It was the perfect joke.
Those are the only kind I try to tell.
Oh, it was beautiful. Flawless. So,
wow.
Anyway... I loved it, and I will tell people that story for years to come.
Please do.
In the meantime,
send me a check.
Tell me a little bit about yourself.
What do you want to know?
How do you know Patrick?
We met down at the Full Sail, doing some, I thought he was mean at first, because he has kind of an aloof expression, you know?
That's true.
I thought, what a mean guy. And turned out he was a real sweet boy.
Oh.
And so we did some music videos and whatnot, and the rest is history, as they say.
I feel like I've seen you. Did you at one time wear just a mustache?
Yes, I bear a striking resemblance to Earl Babbage.
Right. Yeah, I'm familiar with this.
He couldn't be here. A lot of business to do at the ranch.
Understood. Where are you from, originally?
I'm from Ohio, originally.
Where in Ohio?
A little town called Clyde, America's famous small town, Clyde, Ohio.
Are you familiar with Salem, Ohio?
I am not.
I have family there. Looks like you won't run across them anytime soon. Roger, though, also went to Full Sail?
Also into Full Sail, yes.
And you are from originally?
Kansas City area.
Kansas City, Kansas.
Yeah.
The not so famous Kansas City.
Not the Missouri one, no, yeah.
No professional sports teams.
Technically no.
How close is Kansas City to Kansas City?
They share the same area. It's just one line that goes right through the one city.
It's just wait, is there a river? There's a river.
Yeah.
Okay, well, and then you wound up in Full Sail.
Wound up in Full Sail.
Right out of high school?
No, I did a few years of my own college in Kansas, and then I went down there. That's where I met these guys.
Okay, well, how did you meet them? Down there, all showed up at the same time?
Yeah, we all started the same year, same month.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And what did you think of the ceremony?
The ceremony? Which one? Oh, this one. This one was great, yeah.
Jesus Christ, Roger, try and keep up. Did you meet Leah around the same time as Patrick, or after they started dating?
After they started dating.
See, I'm looking for people who knew Leah before.
You want a fun fact?
Yeah, go.
This was about maybe 2 months after going to Full Sail. I really didn't know Patrick yet, and I had a little car trouble. So the Full Sail, they have like the student message board online, you know, on the website you can go and talk about and whatnot. And so I posted on there, anybody know a reliable car dealership? Or I mean, not a dealership, but a repair place, because those guys really try to, you know, screw you, screw you blue. The only person who responded happened to be Leah. Never met her. A few months later, I meet her. I go back to check that thread at some point to see if there were responses, and there she was. Unbelievable.
Wow.
Small world down there at Full Sail.
What a good Samaritan Leah is.
Yes, helping people out. That was before I ever met her. Just a random person replying, helping a fellow student
out. Did it click immediately when you did meet her officially?
I think I went back to the thing.
To confirm?
To either confirm or my memory's terrible. My trademark is having a terrible memory. I may have gone back to see if there were further responses to the thread. I don't know that, but one way or another, I figured it out.
Understood. And the third musketeer is Carlos Varas.
Yep.
Carlos showed up last night.
I did.
And Patrick was wearing his jacket. And Carlos, I don't want to be insulting, but Patrick wore it way better.
He did wore it way better, and here's why. I've got kind of a girth to my shoulders. It's something that I had to be given through, not C-section, but they actually took me out of her chest. So her chest is sewed up from, like, my mother, from collarbone down to stomach, too wide. And a lot of ladies like it, but some ladies don't like it. So it's a situation where I can't buy off the rack. I'm lucky I squeezed into this. And I totally agree he wore it better. Plus, it's a little wrinkled from yesterday because he was doing a lot of dancing in it.
That's true.
He absolutely wore it better. But I do have an H&M one that I couldn't find that would have looked fine on me if it hadn't have been for Scott.
I'm told his shoulders are not the only girthy part.
Oh, Carlos. Let's put a good word out.
Girls, subscribe to this?
Subscribe? No.
How many female listeners do you have?
At least a half dozen.
That's all I need.
That's cumulative.
That's good for a night.
Yeah.
Well, it was a dadgum pleasure having each and every one of you on this show. I don't try to tell any jokes, though, Scott. You won't top the first one.
That really takes the wind out of my sails.
Well, anyway, you three have a lovely evening. Please, enjoy the complimentary booze.
Oh, it's free?
100%.
I've been throwing down $15. I just came from New York, so.
Well, she's killing it, then. Anyway, I hope to see all three of you at some point later this evening, yes?
Probably.
We'll probably hover around this table for a little bit.
We'll go to break, and we'll be right back with... wait, just got to jump in.
I'm just going to note what a smooth outro this has been.
Has it been?
No. It's been a real pleasure.
I've been doing well so far. The streak had to end at some point.
Yeah, I just mean, cumulatively.
We're going to break now.
This episode of the Patcast is brought to you by the Uncharted Zone. Come join Phil Thomas Catt as he works his magic to edit videos for the internet's favorite amateur singles. The Uncharted Zone, starring Horatio Sanz. Check your local listings.
This is the Patcast.
Also, it needs to be mentioned, Scott, Roger, and Carlos have gone into the dance floor. But we were having some technical difficulties at the top of the broadcast, and those three came in, worked their magic. I believe it was Scott who finally diagnosed the problem and repaired it. A major thanks to all three of those, without whom this podcast would not be going down as smoothly as it is. So special thanks to them, and I'm sure we'll hear from them at some point later in the podcast. I'm going to go hit the dance floor and talk to some lovely patrons. In the meantime, go get yourselves a drink. And we'll find a way to we'll find a way to keep you occupied.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.